Go to everydaynovelist.com/support to join the madness.
Welcome to The Everyday Novelist. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer, author of nearly 30 books, more than 30 short stories, and numerous articles and scripts and essays, coming to you from up in the crow's nest with my spyglass on this daily voyage through the dicey waters of business, craft, learning, and art in the writing life. Welcome to The Questions, episode 723.
Today, Simon says, pat your head and rub your stomach and recite the Pledge of Allegiance all at the same time. No, he actually sent in a thing. Simon says,
what preparations do you need to make as a published author before unplugging for a few weeks?
Well, it's ironic that you ask this, because I'm in the process of doing just this. Which is probably why you asked it, actually. The important considerations come in three baskets, as far as I can tell. The first is business. You want to make sure you maintain your publishing schedule, see to it that your bills will get paid while you're not around, and do any announcements and that kind of thing. The second is your marketing and social media presence, which, okay, is technically a subset of the first one. You want to be queuing up your posts. You want to be maintaining the presence that you normally have as much as possible. So you're going to have to preload a bunch of stuff. Like, for example, here, we're preloading a bunch of podcast episodes so that we won't be down for too much longer than we have to be. Obviously, due to the spotty nature of the podcast over the last month, this has not been entirely successful because we had a couple of false starts on the big journey. But, hopefully, by the time that we're recording again, we'll be back home, and you won't notice that anything has happened other than us saying, ha-ha, we fooled you, we've been on the road all this time. The third thing, which in my world is the most important thing, is I'm willing to let the first two slide as long as I get this third one right, because I've had nightmare scenarios where I didn't, is make sure you do your backups. Your data is priceless. And I don't do cloud backups, because why in the hell would I want my intellectual property sitting on someone else's server under terms of use that they can change at any moment without notice? That's just asking for trouble. So, I back up my everything, and there's always at least two copies, and one of them, and they're physically separate. And the really, if I don't have enough hard drives to leave one at the place I'm leaving, I put the ultra-important stuff on a thumb drive and mail it ahead to myself. Anything to make sure that if I'm in a car accident or my plane crashes or the campground I'm sleeping in catches on fire or the resort that I'm staying at is attacked by terrorists, my books will not get lost. And the important stuff to back up are your manuscripts, your master files, that being your EPUBs and your PDFs, your layout and your cover art and that sort of thing. Your master files for publishing. Your audio masters, if you're doing audiobooks of your stuff. And your email and your business records. Your bookkeeping, your correspondence that's not on email, and all that sort of stuff. Make sure that stuff is well backed up. And then go off on your merry way and unplug for as long as you like, throw your phone over the side of the boat, and ignore everybody because the internet can be a desperately unhealthy place, and unplugging for a while is a good thing. Thanks very much for sending it in, Simon, and I'll see you tomorrow.
The Everyday Novelist is written by J. Daniel Sawyer and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and Kitty Nakian and is produced by Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. The text is copyright 2019 J. Daniel Sawyer and the production is copyright 2019 Artistic Whispers Productions, Incorporated. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license and all other rights are reserved to their respective owners.
Join the conversation. Submit a question, leave a comment, or a creative death threat. Or find me at jdsawyeronminds.com or hit me at feedback@jdsawyer.net. We can't do it without you.